October 17th, Saturday. What does imprint mean? Number 1. A mark or depression made by pressure, a stamp. Number 2. A lasting impression that is deeply engraved in your mind, a memory. Joseph, who was imprinted with God's covenant, could not be stopped by Potiphar's wife, prison, or even Egypt. Because you are a child of God, if His covenant is imprinted in your life today, nothing in this world can stop you. Organize your identity. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. Remnants have to organize who they are. They must remove the imprints learned from Satan's kingdom that came from being separated from God and relay the worldview of God's kingdom. From an early age, if remnants know who they are, that small start will lead to the same results that the seven remnants received. If that is the case, then what new imprints must I gain today? Number 1. Organize the Word. Because you live in the world which is Satan's kingdom, you need new imprints. That means you must organize and imprint God's Word in your life. When you relay the background and flow of the Word, it will be imprinted in you. Afterward, you will begin to see the future inside the Word prepared by God. Number 2. Organize prayer. After you organize the Word, you must organize prayer. In doing so, you'll stand as the spiritual summit. You'll see the Word as your answer, and you'll see your definite vision prepared by God. Your small prayers that hold on to the Word today will be connected to the future that God has prepared. No matter what situation you're dealing with, God will always be with you. You must be imprinted with the mystery of with and Emmanuel at all times. True evangelism takes place when others see that God is with you. God takes everything that you possess, goes before the world, and gives you the blessing of oneness to prove that He is alive and active. Dear God, help me to organize and personalize the Word, prayer, and evangelism. I want to know the me whom you have made. Guide me to stand firmly on the path to save the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.